Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Welcome to New Life Live. It's a great day today. We've got Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. John Townsend and your phone calls right here today on New Life Live. Glad you're with us today on New Life.
Struggling with abandonment issues, and I want to know how to move forward from it.
How would I reconcile a betrayal from a friend that was just a really deep wound?
I can always do good for short periods of time.
Yeah.
Like, pick myself right back up.
Michael, I believe you, and I hear that in you, and we see that. But none of us were designed to have to pick ourselves up.
First of all, I'm wondering why it has to be somebody's fault that he died, because terrible things do happen in life.
I think you're going to lose this battle.
I have to let it go, don't I?
Yeah.
Part of what I would do is spend some time preparing my family to say, this is going to be tough, but we need to put it in the context of what would Jesus have us do.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Denham and Dr. John Townsend. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Steve. Hey, everybody.
You know, when we were on together on Tuesday, we totally forgot to mention encouraging people to pray for everybody in the Philippines that have been through this horrible disaster. I feel really bad about that. But, you know, I think prayer, you can do prayer afterwards and it works going forward or backwards or whatever I'm saying. But so let's just be sure we're praying for some folks that are in just horrific circumstances and pain and sickness and injury, keep them in mind. I'll tell you, when you go through something like that, life really is never the same. I was seeing people say that everything they have is gone and they might as well just leave the country.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
There's just nothing there for them anymore. That's pretty tough.
It's so hard.
Yep. Anyway, we're glad that you're with us today. And tonight, this very night, we're in Gaithersburg, Maryland for our last 25th anniversary celebration. And if you can come, you know, it's 19425 Woodfield Road, Gaithersburg, Maryland. You could just Google Church of the Redeemer. And we're going to be there at 7 o'clock. We'd love for you to come tonight.
Mm.
Help us celebrate 25 years. Dr. Jill Hubbard and I will be there. We're going to celebrate lives being transformed. There'll be Q&A time. Look at the future. There's a gift for every attendee that comes. Cake, ice cream. No, not ice cream. Beverage. All sorts of great stuff. Book signings that last a long time. It's tonight, and you'll never hear us talk about a celebration again because this is the last one. So we're hoping to see a lot of you there. You know, the one thing that I know about all of us that are on radio, we love getting to meet the people that listen to us on the show. We love it.
We do. Get to give them hugs, shake their hand. I love putting names with faces. You know, when I go to those events and I'm a part of it, I keep their pictures in my mind when I'm here on the show.
Yeah, it's a real relationship.
Yep.
We should sing at the celebration. You are always on my mind. Something like that. You know what I mean? I mean, I think it could be good.
Yeah.
Jill
actually,
is such a good singer.
The text to that song is about all the times I left you and all the times that I abandoned you.
Exactly.
don't listen to the rest of the words.
Well, isn't that kind of the theme of what we talk about here so often?
Yeah, but we don't want to do it.
No,
we want to be constant and there and faithful and helpful and buddies and all that stuff.
Yeah, everybody in a relationship, including one with a radio show, you deserve consistency and security.
In a world that is often inconsistent.
Yeah.
So maybe it's more like Cheers. Where do you go? Everybody knows your name.
I think Sherry better show up here. I can see her on a piano dancing and singing now. It's pretty cool.
I personally cannot. No offense. But I cannot see that. Anyway, hey, glad you're with us today. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the number that could begin everything in a different way, going the right way. We want that to happen for you. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. new life. We'll take this break and come back and go right to the phone calls. I think that's the reason that you listen anyway, and we'll do that right after this. Glad you're with us today on New Life.
Two years ago, we took 120 people to the Holy Land.
It was an incredible adventure for us. For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me.
Once you go and see and do and touch and feel, there's just a connection that you just can't explain.
We're going to Israel again in 2014. We're going to go June the 2nd through the 12th. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, visiting the Wailing Wall, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, Bethlehem, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas's house, and more. Then, from the 13th to the 15th, if you stay with us, we're going to go to Petra, to Mount Nebo, and to Amman.
It is probably one of the best crash courses in Bible you would ever have in your whole life.
Call Gill Travel at 1-800-223-3855. You can also get that off of our website. Ask for Donna.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend. John, what is the latest book? I know you've got one coming that's going to be fantastic, but what is the latest book?
That you can tell us about.
The latest book that's on the shelves or on Amazon?
Yeah.
It is How to Be a Best Friend Forever.
Best Friend Forever.
BFF.
It's a BFF book because the whole premise is we're so intentional about everything in our life. You're intentional about working out and your faith and your job searches, and we're so accidental about friends. Oh, how'd they get to be your friend? Oh, well, I took my kids to the Scott soccer game and they were standing next to me or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so it's a way to be intentional to get the right kind of people, the right character to make you a healthy person.
Yeah, BFF. Okay. BFF. You know, just when I get to be friends with my neighbor, I've got a 60 inch television, and he got a on Craigslist for cheaper than my 60 inch, he got a wall mounted projection HD TV, and I don't even want him to come over to the house anymore.
Yeah,
just I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, I'd say the relationship's over.
But you know, I found something that helps, John. This may save you some money. If you move your chair 2 feet from the TV, it's the same as the wall mounted thing. Now, the radiation may give you cancer, which will make you depressed. Then you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
And then your life will be shorter. Yeah.
Let's go to Fred from Birmingham.
Steve sort of has figured life out.
He has.
Just wonderful.
Birmingham, Alabama. How you doing there, Fred?
I'm doing okay. I appreciate you taking my call. I called in a couple weeks ago to order the 7-minute devotional Bible.
Yeah.
And the gentleman I spoke to, I think his name was Patrick, he kind of talked to me about it, and we decided I needed the 7-minute marriage solution first.
Yeah.
And I got that book, I ordered that, and I started reading it, and started working with my wife on some of the things in the book, and I have realized that I have gone back. I went through a divorce 6 years ago and did 12-step, but I have always had an eating problem. I don't do alcohol, I don't do drugs, but it's kind of come back full force. I went through a 12-step program and then tried to go to one of your counseling things, but I led a 12-step group with Christian Recovery using your Christian Recovery Bible.
Yeah,
and
Life Recovery Bible?
And it worked really well, but now that I'm doing a 7-minute marriage solution, I'm realizing that I haven't been to or led a group in over a year, and I'm back full-fledged thinking I have medical problems, but I've kind of relapsed and tricked myself and gotten back into the old habits of overeating.
Okay.
And I wanted to try to figure out how to deal with that, and is the answer just try to stay in a group the rest of my life, or go back to figure out the problems with the kid to see, as I was a kid, if I need more healing, which caused all this.
Well, you know, the answer to how long to stay in a support group is, of course, as long as you need to. You know, that's the answer. And that could be for life. But I think it's important that you're taking a step back. You're seeing some unhealthy stuff. And I think that is the perfect excuse to go find a really good counselor and say, hey, let's try to get to the bottom of this. Or, you know, we're gonna do Lose It for Life here in January. Come to that. There are all sorts of things that you can do. I guess probably the best ongoing, most effective program is probably Weight Watchers, where you've got contact, connection, and accountability all there. But you know, what is it that you want to do? Do you want to get some counseling? Do you want to go to a program? What do you want to do?
I think I need to go to a program. I tried to do Lose It for Life 2 years ago when I came through a 12-step, and I couldn't find one close enough. And I went through 12-step. I do have a great counselor, but I have, now that I've come back full circle, gained weight back, I have a lot of medical problems this time. So I've gone.
Fred, let me provide some kind of 50,000 foot above sea level. You're doing a lot of good things, and you're serious about it, and it's a serious issue. It could really harm your life. The rule of thumb when you get dealing with these kind of issues is more is better. More is better. More meetings, more frequency, more accountability, more support. A lot of times a person will go, okay, I've really got a good counselor. They understand the roots and working through those. But the addiction is so bad that I need to be in 3 groups a week, 4 groups a week, 10 groups a week. So if I were you, I would kind of get out of my mind, well, Lose It for Life is too far away. I would go, I might be dead, or I might be in a hospital. I get on a plane and I go. And it's sort of like when Jesus said, if you're going to build a tower, you got to find out if the rocks under it or the sands under it. You have to add more foundation. So up the frequency of the 12-step, up the frequency of the Weight Watchers meetings, up the frequency of how often you're seeing your therapist and your doctor, and tell them all, I am serious. It's the number one priority in my life. And more is better really works a lot.
I agree with him. I would add one more thing to that. Fred, it's kind of the concept of deep and wide. He just said, go wide. More is better. And I want to invite you to go deeper. Because the folks in my corner of the world that I work with that have eating problems, it's really a coping part. Mm. It's just a coping part mm-hmm. that usually gets activated when there
Good
are
point.
Feelings that aren't being felt. When you feel feelings, a lot of times the coping part will say, hey, I'll tell you where to go, Haagen-Dazs, mm-hmm. right? Because I don't want to feel that. But
right.
the problem is I think you have engorged feelings. You have feelings that of sadness. I can hear it in your voice. Mm-hmm. I can hear it in your voice. And I'm going, when's the last time he's had a good cry? And so as you're going through
guys
the healing,
don't see the word good and cry in the same.
Mm. What is that?
Well,
you know,
it's a different conversation.
No, but seriously, John, it is, we have to give men the freedom to get this stuff out because it's toxic. Those emotions are toxic to your body.
Yeah. Yep.
And you're using food to try not to feel. And I go, get into your feelings. Get with someone who's going to help you actually cry. If you're not crying or getting mad or feeling your fear or feeling anxiety in your therapy session, go find somebody else that gets you into the feelings.
Well, we don't know if his therapist is good or not. He says she's good. So he or she might be doing a great job on the feelings.
I mean, you feeling? When's the last time you felt, Fred?
Well, we can't. We can't judge a therapist without.
No.
Okay,
I would. I would say because you can stay in your head with
the
therapist.
No. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I want to give the therapist the benefit of the doubt. I don't want to judge the therapist till we hear how it's going.
Okay. Okay. I'm good.
So, Fred, we're in the middle of a debate, and you got to answer this for us.
Help us, Fred.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
He is very good, and I have actually tried to incorporate my wife coming with me and. that does not work.
What about Sherry's question? Is your therapist helping you access feelings?
Yes. I don't want to cry and I get upset because I don't want to go back and look at what happened.
Okay, that's what we all feel. And when you do that, does your therapist help you stay with those feelings of crying of the losses? Does he help you hang in there with them?
Yes, but I refuse to do it. I'll look the other direction.
So he's doing a good job. He's doing a good job. Here's what I'm so glad Sherry brought this up. You got to say to him, I don't want to stay obese. I'm morbidly obese. And I would rather be morbidly obese than to get into my fears and my sadness over my childhood.
Very well said, John.
And doctor, you got to change it so that the pain of being morbidly obese is greater than the pain of not feeling my sadness. Help me, doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's exactly where you got to go, Fred.
Yep. Which pain do you want?
Headlong into the past. That's where your healing is, right there. That's where your healing is.
Okay, and so I've now become redundant on this because earlier in the week I used it on money, but you really have to say to your food the next time you're at the refrigerator, I really do want you to heal me, because you do. That's what you're looking for food to do, but it's turned on you, and it's become the source of pain, not the alleviation of pain.
Today you talked to your refrigerator. Yesterday, Steve, you helped us talk to your money. I think this conversation with inanimate objects has really got something to it.
Well, maybe it's just because I'm kind of detached and I'd prefer people talking to inanimate objects.
No, what you're saying is you're focusing. You're saying, focus on this important thing. That was a great point.
All right. I'm really glad you called, and I hope that... hold on, and I hope you can get to the January Lose It for Life. But I think these guys have given you some great direction with this therapist that's been so good. And I think it's going to get even better when you're just, honest and
it
more
just,
open.
It just spills it. Over and then...
Yeah.
Let yourself... feel.
And you have to clean
I tell people when they come in my office, Kleenex, speaking of inanimate objects, I go, those Kleenexes are very expensive. Don't use it. I said, I don't care if you're snot-nosed crying on my couch. I don't care if you have, makeup coming down your face. Not the guys, but, I tell the guys, I go, I don't care if your nose is dripping in your lap. I go, that will help you heal. Get it out. Get the pain out.
To that point, one of the best Bible studies you can ever do is the emotions of God.
Say more.
Well, you start doing word searches on his grief, his anger, his passion, his love, and you realize, well, God is a very, very emotional entity, and in his image, it's like you start to feel permission, like, okay, I'm a Christian, and I can feel mad like he does. I can feel deep sadness. I can feel passion and anxiety. It's sort of kind of like, oh, I got to get out of jail card here because God's that way. It's a good Bible study.
I love that. Yeah. And, a lot of people that have wounds feel like if they end up having an emotion that's deep over those, they're actually kind of think they won't stop. They think, I'm going to just cry or get it out, and they're almost afraid of not stopping.
Like I'll fall down a black hole.
Yeah, and I tell people, I say, in all my years of work, I've never had somebody not stop crying in my office, right? Because you go into it, but then you come back out of it.
Yeah.
You don't stay there.
The structure comes back.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a direct parallel to depression itself. A lot of times, as you feel sadness, you're thinking, if I go any lower, I'm not going to come out of this thing. And
you're
so
right.
You quit feeling. You become more afraid than angry. I think it applies in so many ways. But the object is to become authentic in every arena, especially.
It's funny you said that, Steve, because... depression, people think of depression and grief as the same. They're just the opposite. Grief is the cure to depression.
Yeah.
Because depression, you've got all these losses you've never dealt with, you've never faced, you've never felt. So you have this frozenness, and depression's about frozenness.
Yeah.
You fix depression by going into grief.
Right.
So when people say, well, if you're depressed, think happy thoughts. That's just the worst thing you can do.
Nice.
Grieve with those who grieve. Mourn with those who mourn. And then what starts happening is the ice starts to melt. You process that, and you go, I've got energy again. I see the sky again. So grief fixes it.
Yeah, grief has a wonderful future. Depression, not all the time.
But grief is temporary, and depression is permanent if you don't deal with it. And yeah, God's process says you're not going to grieve forever, but you got to jump in the well, like Sherry says.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like grief is tweezers. You know, when you get a splinter, Mom had to pull it out, and it hurt. But that's what it took to get that little guy out of there, so it's not infected anymore.
I like that. I tell people grief's like the stomach flu. I go, what? You feel the pain, you know, your stomach hurts and you're just doubled over and, you know, but once you get it out, you feel better. Have you ever met somebody who, after they, you know, they don't feel better? Everybody feels better.
New
you just got to get it out.
By Stephen Sherry. Tweezer stomach flu cures for depression. Coming
well, or
way.
Throw up for life. I think she's saying that.
I didn't want to use that word on the air. Throw up. Is that a bad
well,
word?
That's what everybody's thinking.
Is that a bad word?
Goodness.
Because they're having a hard time with
throw up
lunch.
For life. I kind of like that.
All right. We're going to take a break. Come right back with more of New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today with Dr. John Townsend and Dr. Sherry Keffer. We'll be back after this.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems, and where to get help, and how to get help, and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
Yes, we're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend and Dr. Sherry Keffer. Let's go to Jane.
Real quick before we go. Fred, do you want to send him Healing as a Choice as a book?
Let's do it.
Awesome.
Great. Okay, good idea. Okay, Jane, Annapolis, Maryland. Hi there.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Certainly. How can we help you? What's going on? What's troubling you?
Yes, what's troubling me is this past Sunday, our senior pastor and assistant pastor preached on homosexuality.
Mm-hmm. What church do you go to? What denomination are you?
Methodist.
Okay.
So they superficially went over a few Bible verses, concluded that nothing in Scripture was clear on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
And since they felt highly qualified to not judge, long story short, at the end of the sermon, one pastor stated he would go outside the boundary of the rules of the denomination, and he would marry a homosexual couple and was willing to take whatever consequences. The senior pastor said he would uphold the ruling of the denomination,
mm-hmm.
but disagreed with it, hoped it would change, and felt it was very sad.
Hmm.
They said that they hoped that we would all respect each other and be open to agree to disagree.
That had to be confusing for a lot of people, I would think.
Very confusing, and not only that, our 16-year-old daughter leads worship, and mm-hmm. the songs that were picked kind of all tie the sermon together.
Yeah.
So there she was, part of the leadership, singing in the front, which I never would, if I knew they were going to kind of go rogue,
mm-hmm.
I never would have put her in that position.
What songs did they choose that would...
Probably togetherness, unity sign in songs, right?
Those kind of, yes. You know, I wasn't there. My family went. I listened to it online later because I was out of town.
Yeah. Okay. So what's your question for us? Yeah.
I guess the question is, you know, how do we go back and do we go or should we go back to our church? And I just, and I also feel like they owe an apology to my daughter
mm-hmm.
for putting her in that position.
Well, everybody needs to go to a church that preaches truth and what you believe. And if you don't think a church is preaching the truth from the Bible, then why would you go to that church unless you thought, if I stay here, I might be able to change some things if they weren't preaching and teaching the truth? Sherry, John, what do you guys think? Weigh in on this.
I'm curious about the apology, I guess. I mean, I hear you weighing in, Steve, and I appreciate you being bold to say that. But what would you want them to say to her?
I was expecting, you know, a sermon that was along the lines of our denomination, very compassionate, very loving, mm-hmm. very accepting and healing, but not that they would bless a marriage,
mm-hmm.
a same-sex partners.
Mm-hmm.
And with her being up there, to me, you know, they stand in a circle, they pray together before. It just...
But is it really you want the apology for her or for you? Because I think it's more about you wanting the apology of something that you felt like... You got hit, sucker punched, sideways. Something came up and you didn't see it coming, and your daughter, you feel vulnerability that she was a part of it. But it sounds more like it's your issue and you're wanting something from them. Or you're even wanting to have a conversation with them.
Well, I feel like they planted seeds. It was a very loving tone. It was very... I mean, if I'm there and I'm a young person, and I don't have a... true sense of my beliefs, they would have swayed me.
Okay,
I get it, but I would say own your vulnerability yourself and own your vulnerability for your daughter and do something about it instead of putting it on her.
Well, go talk to them.
Yeah.
Tell them how you feel and what you're thinking. I don't see how anybody loses from just sharing with them your thoughts.
I think it'll be good for you, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jane, let's put the two components together. I really like what Steve and Sherry are saying. First off, some people stay in a church that has doctrinal beliefs or biblical beliefs that aren't biblical because they really want to help out and redeem it. They feel called to a church that's kind of gotten away from the Bible, and I think that's a wonderful thing. Some people say, no, I've got to have a certain amount. There are some kind of non-negotiables for me, and I got to go somewhere else. I don't see a biblical reason one way or the other. God, I think there's room in the Bible for both those. So that's a wisdom choice. In terms of your point about the apology, I'm really with Sherry here. I think if we raise our children right and they have good values and they're strong and they know their faith, well, then because they're up there in the prayer circle doesn't mean that anybody said that your child endorsed all this stuff. She was just the music person. So I would say that's probably an overreaction on your part. I'd let it go. How's that?
Okay. When you say you'd let it go, you mean the apology.
I would not in any way ask for an apology. I don't think it's warranted.
Okay.
For her? Does a conversation
for
warranted?
Daughter or her or anybody. Hmm. And then just kind of make a decision about, am I called to be help a church be more biblical, or is it time to leave? And that's just kind of a calling question.
All right. And are you saying maybe not helpful for her to talk with the pastor
absolutely
about this?
Yeah, I'm concerned about how this was done, and you guys have belief systems, and I need to know exactly where you are doctrinally, because doctrine's important.
But you're saying let the demand for the apology go.
Let that go
and make a decision about where you want to worship.
Go with the big stuff.
Makes sense.
And it's like I said, if you, and John said it even better, if you feel called to help them with something you don't agree with, then that's something that you want to
ask God about that part.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Let's go to Gary from Lansing, Michigan, WLCM. Hello, Gary. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on? How could we help?
I just disclosed to my spouse this morning that I've been lying for the last 7 years.
Wow.
And that I've she's known that I had a sexual addiction, but I had recovered from it for a short period in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started up again, and pretty much it all happened in the midst of an argument that started last night. So the reason for my call is to find out and get some counsel on what I could do next to, I guess.
Gary, what led you to disclose this? Or was it a she discovered thing, or was it a I disclosed without her discovering thing?
Well, it wasn't that she discovered anything or that I wanted to disclose it, but that she was suspicious and acting out verbally, thinking, did you do something? Did you do this? And I got upset and was denying it.
So she wasn't just suspicious. It sounds like she actually knew something was going on.
She's always been suspicious because of knowing my past.
Right. Okay. So at some point this morning, I'm just trying to be kind of present. So at some point this morning, she got scared and angry and said, are you? And you said, finally, you went, okay, I'm not going to lie about it anymore. I am. Is that correct?
Essentially.
Okay.
I'm really proud of you. You are so brave. I can't even tell you how proud of you I am that you did that this morning and that you called us so quickly.
Yeah. Well, do you listen to the show much?
I've listened. I'm sorry. I'm a little choked up because it really hurt to to see her face when I told her.
I know.
Yes, I listened off and on for a number of years, so I'm well aware of your show. That's why I appreciate you guys' counsel.
So you know we're going to tell you, you got to get to the next Every Man's Battle, right?
I was assuming that you would say that.
It's coming up. It's very close. It's December 6th through the 8th in Dallas.
I think that's one thing you could do to show her, you know, you're quite serious about this problem not affecting the marriage long term.
I agree, obviously.
And the other thing is, you know, you get in a support group, a Christian support group, life recovery group, a Celebrate Recovery, and she sees you doing the work. I think that's what rebuilds the trust and the security that she wants from you.
Yeah, I agree.
I hear
with
a lot of guys. A lot of guys will confess, and then all they want to do is read the Bible more, pray more, talk to their wife more, and a few months later, things aren't really any better, and it was kind of a waste of time. So I want to see you do some work.
So Gary, I don't hear you. You know, I feel like you're really repentant, and mm-hmm. you've got a long-term problem, and you kind of messed around and lied about it, and now you're coming clean, and this is really good. So when we say, yeah, get to the program, any pushback, or are you ready to go?
I'm hesitant because of cost and distance. Obviously, Dallas is opposite side of the country, south, and I'm in Michigan.
How much is your marriage worth?
Well, I knew that would come up, too.
John's so wise.
Some things are predictable.
It does come up.
You know, obviously, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, but we're in part of our stress in our relationship right now is that, you know, we got a lot of debt, and I was kind of procrastinating just because I was hoping that there would be one closer to Michigan that I could attend.
Procrastination is a sign often of a passive wish and ambivalence that I don't have to do this. Don't give in to that, well, it's not across the street. I'm really busy. I got to mow the lawn. They're not going to put it across the street from me. I'm not going to go. You got to get on a plane. Gary, I'm going to pray right now that somebody's going to provide money for you, because if you don't have the money, you got to get it. God, I just ask that you will bring someone to help Gary with the money. Mm-hmm. He is at that window of opportunity that sometimes opens and closes. He's vulnerable. He's seeking you. He's not hiding. He desperately needs you. I just pray for that in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to hang on and let us see. Our scholarship fund got fairly depleted this year. We put...
How much is the weekend?
It's a little over $1,000, I believe. For the hotel and the...
Everything?
Yeah.
I'll pay for it.
John, thank you so much. All right. Now, Gary, that's pretty amazing.
Thank you, John.
That's pretty amazing.
I feel a lot of good stuff from you, Gary.
Yeah.
You need a chance.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. And so hold on. We'll get some information from you. And I think this year we did about $100,000 in scholarships, if I'm correct. And if I'm not, well... I'll correct it in another program. But thank you, John.
Well, here's what grabbed me. When Sherry and Gary were dialoguing, and Gary, you said, I'm getting emotional. Now I'm getting emotional. Now. You said, I'm getting emotional because I saw that look on my wife's face.
Yeah.
See, that's not a guy who's saying, she's too suspicious, she's bad, she drove me to it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're saying, I hated to see what I'm doing to her.
Yeah.
That's a guy worth investing in, Gary.
Amen. All right,
wow.
Coming your way, and so hold on there, Gary, and we'll get you there. That's just so cool. Well, anybody else?
I feel like I want to cry right now. That's just powerful to just for you to intuit that and just reach out mm-hmm. and to get this guy what he needs because
really
they need the help. So
I do feel kind of silly.
Why?
Because I prayed for it and then I did it.
Well.
That makes it even all the...
I feel kind of weird about that.
Okay, but
it makes
let
it all
me just say
cooler.
This. as you modeled that for all of us, because really that's what it takes. You prayed, but then you said, Lord, I can do this. And as some of you are listening, some of these folks that come to Every Man's Battle and Women in the Battle, they are steeped in debt because porn is not cheap. And there's been impulse issues and lots of things, whether it's the wife's shopping to try to feel better or the husband's doing porn. Mm. They're in trouble. Their whole marriage is in trouble. So they often need help. And so thank you for doing that. But you all who are listening can be a part of sustaining some folks like this that really want to come, but they can't.
Well, it's just another indication, too, of where John's heart is. And I just thank you, John. I mean, really, I think people need to know that you're the real thing, and you always have been.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. It's because I trust EMB. I've sent so many people to EMB, and they come back and they go, I'll never be the same again. Yeah. It's because I trust the program you guys set up.
Well, it's kind of hard to be a leader when you're sneaking off back to your office, getting online and looking at pornography.
It's debilitating.
Yeah. So, and John does such a good job, leadership coaching, and, you know, if anybody wants connected to John, just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and the consulting, the coaching, and his leadership workshop with Henry, just, you know, so many things that they're involved with, and we support 100%. So 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want to learn about that. But thank you so much, John. That is just the coolest thing. I would feel an obligation to work really hard if you paid for me.
I want an email. I want an email from Gary after he comes back and says, "Here's what happens." I would like to hear.
Now, well, I can see you guys on Skype, of course, and you both are teared up, and you both went for the Kleenex. And I just heard from Sherry earlier, not go for Kleenex, just let it rip. But
let
I guess that's
rip.
In her.
I'm all let it rip.
I'm
man.
All let it rip.
I guess it's in her office that you want to do that. All right, let's go to Augustine, I think, in Brownsville, Texas. Listens online. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Great. How you doing? Love your name.
You love my name?
I do. I think it's great. How can we help you?
Well, everything started going downhill this past December. She says that I never knew what was going on, but it was always there. She says that, why did it take so long for me to open up my eyes and realize that I wasn't being the husband I was supposed to be?
Hmm. Okay.
And I think she found the friendship there at her work, which I discovered through Facebook. And she has denied everything. I mean, I can't really say it. It happened or not, but in January, going February, I filed for divorce. We didn't go through it. We said that we were going to go to counseling. We went to counseling. Everything was fine, but in the midst of January, I couldn't take it because she was telling me that she didn't want me in her life anymore. She wanted out, so I had thoughts of taking my life.
Okay, hold on.
This is Max Licato. I want to encourage you, when you are coping with life's issues, that there's a better way. Coping can be a good mechanism for brief periods in tough situations, but life is much sweeter when you can work through some issues and aren't faced with a lifetime of coping. That's why New Life created their Healing is a Choice weekends. Whether you struggle with anxiety or depression or grief or anger or boundaries or any issues stemming from abuse, maybe you've never dealt with the shame and the sorrow from a past abortion, or you're having marital issues and you need to get back on track in your marriage, the Healing is a Choice weekend for you. Call the good folks at New Life. Check it out. Call 800-NEW-LIFE. That's 800-639-5433. Or go online to newlife.com. The Healing is a Choice weekend is just for you.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life, or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And I just, thanks to John for, Augustine is going to get some, he's going to get some help.
Gary.
Or Gary is going. We got to get Augustine
some help. We got to help
Augustine. We have a cliffhanger here because we went off the air, Augustine said he didn't want to live. So
right.
I'm like, let's get him back on
Him back on.
Okay. Augustine, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, what did you mean when you said you didn't want to live? I mean, what's
when,
going on?
In January, when we were having problems, I mean, it got worse. And when she told me in December that she didn't want to be with me, it was very hard for me to cope and take it in me because, I mean, we've been together for 16 years marriage. And, I mean, it's very hard for somebody to tell you that she doesn't love you, even though you know that she still does.
Mm-hmm.
And for her to tell you that she doesn't want to be with you anymore. And since I was a Catholic, I became a Christian by a good friend of mine, and he prayed for me, and I felt something that renewed my life.
Hmm.
Something that reborn made me get reborn.
Wow. Wow.
Well,
that gave me the strength to ask for her for a divorce. And it was a mistake asking her because that was not the intention what God wanted. So we went through counseling and everything was fine. And we started going to church and everything was fine. But as soon as I told God, thank you, God, for helping me, and that's it, I stopped going to church. Everything went downhill again.
Oh, man, that's too bad.
And I feel that she's still talking to that person. Like yesterday, she went to lunch with him.
Oh, dear.
She hides her body from me. She doesn't want to be intimate with me. She says that she doesn't want me anymore, that God is helping me to ask God for me to help move forward with my life without her, to give me strength.
Mm.
And I told her that God didn't save me. I didn't ask for this. God did it himself. I didn't ask for God to do this to me. He saved me because he wanted for us to work on our relationship.
So
he doesn't believe in that.
Okay. So how could we help you? Is there a specific question? It's so
what
sad.
What do I do she doesn't want to work things out. What do I do?
Well,
Augustine, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
When it's your marriage, you go way beyond your comfort zone to do everything you can. And if your wife looks you in the face and says, I have a new relationship and I want out, you don't give up then. What you say is, I'll do anything to repair this.
There you go.
Will you go get help with me? And another thing you say is, can I have a time when I can sit down and listen to you explain how many ways I've let you down and hurt you as a husband? And I will not edit. I will not say you were overreacting. I will not say, well, you did this and this and this. I will listen and listen and listen. I will take notes. and I will try to change anything I can. And sometimes a spouse will go, well, I'm still leaving, but I'll do that. And you say, that's fine. Even if it helps me grow, even if it just helps me change because you're still leaving, that will help me. And if you can either get her to do that or go to the counseling, getting in the room with a process of redemption where she feels your remorse and she feels your dedication and she's heard, because most of the time the wife doesn't feel heard because the guy's just talking, that is a pretty good chance.
I've told her that I've changed, that God has changed.
You have, you're not listening to me.
Now, listen to what John is saying specifically.
Listen to my words. That's the opposite of what I told you to do, Augustine. I feel bad for you, and I want to make sure you get help off the line, but you've got to listen to what I'm saying here. You don't tell her all the things you're doing right, and you don't tell her how sorry you are. You listen. You did a piece of paper and say, if there's 100 ways I've hurt you, made you scared with my anger, made you feel unloved, make you feel judged, I want to know every time. I'll take 2 hours to listen to this. That's the first step, Augustine.
There, in doing that, you've got some hope.
Yeah.
And just the evidence that it's so hard is evidence that there's hope when you do the hard thing.
Now, you're in a bad emotional state now, and I'm concerned for you. Do you have a counselor right now, Augustine?
No, I don't. But, I mean, I'm not threatening my life or anything. I mean, I'm just...
Well, but you said some things. Look, you're talking to three counselors. You're talking to a lot of licenses here. And when people talk about that, we have to take you very, very seriously. So I'm going to ask you to stay on the line. We're going to look in your area of Texas and see who's there. And I want you to promise that you'll have a one-time visit on the diagnostic to make sure you're safe. Will you promise me that?
Yes, I promise.
All right.
And she wanted for me to do that.
Okay.
She wanted for me to do
then
that. I mean,
she does, and you love her, and you love God, and you're going to do what we say. You must see
and
a lot. Listen to
I mean,
me. Listen.
I'm doing everything I can.
The next thing, as soon as you get off the line, is to make an appointment to do a one-time diagnostic to see if you're safe. You were promising that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now, hold on. We've got a lot of network counselors in Texas, and we're going to get you connected with one of them. And we need to pray for him, too. And oh, my goodness, if he could get some counseling and then they could get to the marriage weekend, it's such everything that we do, it's not just healing. It's transformational. People are never the same when they go and they get involved. And that's why we're so big on some of these. We're so thrilled to get to do them. And if you want information, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, the last Every Man's Battle is 2013 is December 6th through the 8th in Dallas. Get there. Call us if you want to go and you don't have money. Maybe there is some scholarship money available to you. Well, I hope so. I really do. And so call us and let us see if we can help you there. Go to newlife.com. There's a Thanksgiving thought to help us all focus on gratitude. You know, we're either going to be grateful and giving, or we're going to be greedy and miss the fulfilled living.
I thought they were going to rhyme.
No, they didn't. Living. I said...
Say it again.
Be grateful and giving.
And giving.
Or greedy and life is unfulfilling. Okay?
Okay.
Ling.
I can follow a man. I can follow a man anywhere who can rhyme like that.
Thank you, John.
Dr. All right. Seuss.
And
you
I
know?
Can follow a
Stephen
man.
Dr. Seuss.
I can follow a man like you who proved today how grateful and giving you are. So, also, Lose It for Life, we mentioned it. It's in Orange County, January 24, 25, and 26. Not too early to sign up and get that early bird special. Lose It for Life. We do them once a year. This is it. And, of course, so we've got drug and alcohol treatment centers. And if you send in a gift of any kind, we'll send you the 7-Minute Marriage Devotional Bible. 260 devotions for you and your spouse to go over together, and it will bring you back into the Word and back into each other. When you join Club New Life, we send you a wonderful Bible, Every month there's a CD, there's a resource every other month, discounts on all that we do, and it's only $25 to join Club New Life.
Can I say a shout-out to New Life?
Yeah.
Steve, I just appreciate how you have held the banner for so many years that healing is from the Bible.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
It is a biblical thing. See you tonight there in Gaithersburg.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us on Monday for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.